welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Patreon. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate, and they've been getting some special content over there for donating. So again, thank you all those who are listening from Patreon. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's April 29th, 1942, and the title is The Call of Duty. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. There's danger on the trail ahead. Oh, Silver! Forward!
Morganville was the headquarters for all the sheep ranches in the county. It was quieter than any cattle town, and the sheriff, Sam Blake, had often complained there wasn't enough action connected with his job. But this afternoon, as he watched a group of men dismount in front of the post office, a worried frown creased his forehead. 5 minutes earlier, he had seen Jim Dewey enter the cafe. 5 minutes more, and Ed Miller would be entering the same place. The lawman shook his head and crossed the street to the cafe himself. Once inside, he studied the men at the bar, then walked directly to Jim's side.
Jim.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Ed Miller is over in the post office. He's sure to find out what you've done.
I expected he would, sooner or later.
It might save me a little trouble if you didn't meet him until he got over it.
You figure he's going to get over it?
Let's hope he does.
He won't. There's nothing wrong with what I've done. I'd just as soon face him now as later.
Well, maybe you're right. I see there's no gunplay.
Here he is now.
Where's Jim Dewey?
Right here, Ed.
Why, you ornery, sneaking coyote, ought to break you in two.
You want to try?
There's not going to be any fight, man. Start the tangle and lock you both up.
Shucks, Ed's bark's always worse than his bite. You ought to know that, Sheriff. What's the matter, Ed?
You know what's the matter. You've leased that north half section from old man Hardy.
Yeah, that's right. Leased it for 10 years.
It won't do you no good.
Oh, you think not?
Just try to graze your sheep there and see what happens.
Well, now, careful, Ed. I got the law standing beside
you
me.
You got no right to
me. Don't talk about right to me.
That land is mine.
It belongs to old man Hardy. That don't say you haven't been using it, but it's about time that Hardy got some rent out of it. He needs the money.
Now look, Jim. Sheriff's right about this. There's no need for a fight between us. Now you just sign that lease over to me and there won't be any trouble.
You sure got a lot of nerve.
I'm warning you. If you don't...
You can't bluff me like you bluff the rest of the small ranchers around here. They all been afraid to rent that north half section because your flocks are grazing on it. Well, not me. I can use the land now, and I've got it.
Better get your sheep off it, Ed.
What's that?
You heard me. Jim's got the law on his side.
Yeah? Well, we'll see how much good it does him. Come on, boys.
You can depend on me, Jim. I'll give you all the protection I can.
Ed won't take a chance in going to jail. There won't be much you can do.
You're a long way from town.
But don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
And then there's your boy.
I can take care of Buddy and the flock, too. I knew what I was getting into, and I'm ready for anything.
Mm-hmm. Jim's flock ran to nearly 2,000 head. They were grazing in a valley so far from his home ranch that he and his son were living in the camp wagon. When he reached it that night, it was long after dark. Buddy and the sheepdog Laddie were sitting close to the campfire.
Oh, there, boy. Oh.
Hiya, Jim.
Hello, Buddy. Did you have any trouble?
Nope. Two of the sheep started wandering away this afternoon, but Laddie brought them back. Say hello to him, Jim. He won't stop cutting up till you do.
Good boy, Laddie. Good boy.
What about the lease?
Well, I got it. But on the way back, I started thinking.
What about?
You. You know, this is a mighty lonely spot for a youngster to be hanging out all summer. Wouldn't you like to go into town and live with Mrs. Moran?
No, sirree.
Well, you and Pete are pals, aren't you?
Well, sure. But you and me are pals, too. We got a work to do here. You wouldn't have been able to go into town today if I hadn't been around.
Well, I won't have to go in again for a long time.
You can't fool me, Jim. You're figuring to move in the flock in the north half of the section.
Well, not for a while. There's plenty of grass in the valley.
But when you do, you want me out of the way.
Well, we'll talk about it some other time. Right now, I'm going to fix myself some grub.
What's the matter, Laddie? Look at him sniffing the wind, Jim.
It might be a coyote.
He sure wouldn't be standing here if it was.
Hey, what's that light to the north?
Listen, somebody's riding this way. That's what he's trying to tell us.
A couple of horses.
Here they come. A white and a pink.
I better have my guns ready just in case.
That's an Injun, and the man with him is masked.
Steady, Silver. Steady, boy.
Don't slap, Leather. I got you covered.
You don't need those. We came here to warn you.
So Miller's hiring outlaws to do his dirty work.
Look to the north. That's fire.
Fire?
It is, Jim. I can see it now.
You have to drive your flock to the south. They won't be safe until you're beyond the creek.
Laddie, get them moving.
Quick, Tonto. We'll ride ahead and start another fire.
Wait a minute. What's that?
The way this breeze is blowing, you never make it to the creek ahead of the fire. Got to start another one ahead of you that you can follow.
That only way to save flock.
I get you. Well, let's go, buddy. We have work to do.
Come on, Silver. Get up. Come.
Ranger and Tonto fired the grass ahead of the flock, and soon an ever-widening strip of blackened meadow opened up. Jim drove the camp wagon south over this behind the flock. When the fire from the north reached the bare ground, it died out, and the second fire was stopped at the creek. But now the whole valley lay charred and desolate under the full moon.
You sure know how to fight fire with fire, mister.
Aren't you going to drive the flock across the creek?
No, I can, not without breaking the law. This is the southern boundary of my section.
You have land north of the valley?
Uh-huh. We didn't intend to graze there quite so soon.
Oh, because of Miller?
What do you know about him?
I've heard about your lease.
Oh, is that so? I'd forgotten your mask for a while, but I still think maybe he sent you here.
Well, that isn't true.
Maybe you even set fire to the grass.
And if I did that, would I help you save your flock?
Oh, no, Jim. He isn't a crook. Laddie likes him.
Well, that's a good recommendation, son, but honest men don't wear masks.
This Lone Ranger.
What's that, Injun?
He said he was the Lone Ranger, and I heard him. He calls his horse Silver.
That's right, I remember, and you're Tonto.
Ah.
Oh, mister, I'm sorry I got you wrong.
Laddie didn't. Don't you think he's a fine dog?
Yes, he's the best in the county.
He's the best in the whole world. Give him your paw, Laddie. This is the Lone Ranger.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, Laddie. He can protect your flock, Jim, but he can't protect you.
Huh?
You must have known there'd be trouble when you leased the north half of the section.
Well, I did.
Well, it started tonight.
You mean Miller and his men set fire to the grass?
We can't be sure of that, but someone did. We saw a band of horsemen at the head of the valley.
It must have been Miller.
Hadn't you better hire more men yourself?
I can't afford it. Besides, there's something I'm counting on.
What's that?
Ed Miller's yellow. He'd never let himself in for a gunfight.
There are other ways of fighting. You'll have to be on your guard every minute.
Yeah, I intend to be.
We'll be around in case you need us.
We camp near Silver Spring.
I'll remember that.
Hey, big fella.
Oh, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
Yes, Bragg.
Fire didn't work. He didn't lose a single head.
You're sure?
I saw the flock with my own eyes. What's more, with the valley all burned out, he's driving them north.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Are we going to let him get away with it?
No.
All right, then. What are we going to do?
Nothing today. We'll wait until tonight.
You got an idea?
I think it's a good one. Smokey's going to imitate a coyote.
Imitate it? Yeah, I don't savvy.
He's good. When he sets his mind to it, he can call him right up to a campfire.
Well, what's that got to do with Jim doing?
Yeah, it's got plenty to do with his dog. And that's how we're going to get Jim. The dog sends his master to jail, or gets him killed.
You look, Kemosabe.
It's a boy. Jim Dewey's boy.
Ah. Me get silver, scout hat.
Whoa! Whoa there, Chief!
Did your father send you, buddy?
No, sir. I'm just out looking for Laddie. You haven't seen him, have you?
Your dog?
Yeah. There was a coyote near the camp last night. I heard Laddie barking. But he never has any trouble with coyotes. So I just turned over and went to sleep again. Jim didn't even wake up. But this morning, Laddie wasn't anywhere around.
Well, does he often wander away?
Never. That's why I got worried. And Jim said I'd go out and look for him. This was the first place I thought of.
Why?
Because he likes you a lot. I thought he might have paid you a visit.
Well, I haven't seen him. And I don't like the idea of you riding through the hills alone.
Well, I promised I wouldn't go towards Miller's ranch.
You'd better get back to your camp wagon. Tonto and I'll see if we can find Laddie.
Has Miller got him?
What makes you ask that?
Well, that's a kind of a low-down, ordinary trick he'd try. Steal our dog. Maybe even...
We'll find him, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Here's Silver, Kemosabe.
Now, you get back to your camp as fast as you can.
Is that a big fella? Come on, Silver. Get him up the trail. There, talk now.
Looks like him.
Black and white.
He's hurt.
That right.
Steady there, boys. Steady, Silver.
Go, fella. Go.
Come here, laddie.
Let's use one foot.
Well, let's see what's the matter.
That bullet wound.
Yes. The leg isn't broken.
You look here. Near mouth.
Oh, piece of wool, and you could almost believe that he'd killed a lamb.
Maybe hurt or see him and shoot.
I said almost believe it. I don't.
What you mean?
There are one or two other things that won't let me. Although we aren't taking Laddie home, we'll fix up that leg at our camp.
Not good.
Yes, boy. You're coming with us.
Get inside the wagon, buddy. It's Miller and his men.
I want to stay with you.
You get in there. No, no, I guess it's all right. That's the sheriff with him. Oh. Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Jimmy.
I don't see him around.
They got him hit someplace.
Look in the wagon.
You stay right where you are.
I'll have to look myself, Jim.
Look for what?
Your dog.
Oh, he isn't here. He hasn't been here this morning at all.
Well, I guess that settles it. I'm sorry, him.
Sorry?
He isn't dead, is he?
No, but my lambs are. That dog of yours is a killer.
That's a lie.
I saw him early this morning. I took a shot at him.
Sheriff, it can't be true. Laddie just couldn't do a thing like that.
Well, not to your sheep, maybe. But he ain't so particular about mine.
I get the testimony of all these men, Jim. I guess you know what my duty is.
No, you can't shoot Laddie.
If anybody tries it, Sheriff, even you...
Mind what you say, Jim.
I mean it. The man that touches that dog won't live to see another day.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. The sheriff and Miller and his men rode away from the Dewey camp in search of Laddie. Jim rode with them, his guns ominously ready. As soon as they were out of sight, Buddy saddled his pony and rode straight for the Lone Ranger's camp. When Laddie ran out to meet him, he tumbled from the saddle.
Whoa! Whoa, Chief! Oh, Laddie, you didn't do it, did you? You couldn't have. You just not telling the truth, that's all.
What's happened, Buddy?
Miller says that Laddie killed some of his lambs. And if the sheriff finds him, he'll shoot him. Don't let him. Keep him here and hide him. I don't care if it's true or not. Laddie's my dog, and they can't kill him.
They won't.
Huh?
It isn't true. Laddie isn't a killer.
I know it, and so does Jim. He told the sheriff the man who touched Laddie wouldn't live to see another day.
Buddy, when did he say that?
Just a little while ago. I can't stay here. There's nobody watching the flock, but they're out looking for Laddie now. Don't let them find them.
Where's your father?
He's with them.
Ready for action?
Yeah.
Kimasabe. Now we have a reason for it. Miller knew how Jim would act. The evidence is strong enough. The sheriff can only act in one way.
That's right.
And afterwards...
Maybe Jim shoot, huh?
It's possible. He'd go to jail then, and that's what Miller wants.
Can you prove any of that, mister?
Not yet, but we're going to see that Laddie gets a fair trial.
How?
We've thought of a way, but it means that we'll have to leave our camp.
Leave Laddie, too?
We can't take him with us.
I can't take him back to our camp.
Yes, I know that. But Todd and I are going to show you a place where both of you can hide until late tonight.
What about Jim and the flock?
The flock won't wander. Not even your father will know where you are.
Silver's got all saddled, Kimosabe. We ride now?
Yes, Toto. Through the forest and across the ridge. Steady, big fella. Get mounted, buddy.
Yes, sir. Can Laddie follow us with that bandage on his leg?
It won't bother him much, and we'll take it easy. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Laddie.
Get him up, Toto.
Nearly dark when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up at a ramshackle cabin beyond the county line.
Steady, Silver. Steady, boy.
Well, he still has a dog. We're in luck.
Howdy.
And there's Jake now. Hi.
We're leaping cactus if it ain't the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Oh, shut up there, Wolf.
Jake, we'd like to borrow that dog.
What's that?
We'd like to borrow Wolf.
What for? You told me I'd never be able to train him, and I just about made up my mind that you're right. Well, he's downright vicious.
He's half wolf.
Yeah, so there ain't nothing to do but get rid of him. Why should you want to borrow... Oh, so you figure he's such a menace, it might be right away, huh?
Hey, you can make up your own mind about that, Jake. We only want to borrow him until tomorrow morning.
Well, he's yours, mister, and if you want to be a friend, don't never bring him back.
Steady, Silver, steady.
Hip. Victor?
Don't go for your gun, Sheriff.
Where's man? Push him right into my house.
I'm here to see that justice is done.
What kind of talk is that from an outlaw?
I'm not an outlaw. Does this bullet mean anything to you?
Why, this is Silver.
Yes.
A silver bullet. Say, you must be the Lone Ranger. Now I'm beginning to understand. What's this about justice?
I want Jim's dog, Laddie, to have a fair trial with a judge and a jury.
A judge and a jury for a dog? That sounds loco.
Laddie deserves it. He has a right to have his name cleared.
Mister, I'm not asking where you found out what happened about this morning. Why you so interested? But we couldn't find the dog. That short of Braggs must have killed him.
No, Sheriff. He isn't dead. He'll appear for his trial.
You know where he is?
Yes. Now, will you get the judge and jury?
I guess so. Sure I will. And you'll bring Laddie into town, is that it?
The trial can't take place here. It'll have to be out at Miller's ranch.
Mister, I don't want to shoot Laddie. I know how much he means to Jim and Buddy. But if you can't clear him, and I don't see how you can, I'll have to go through with it.
Sheriff, we'll let the jury decide whether he's guilty or not.
Quiet, Laddie. I can hear the horses all right. They sound as if they're coming this way. I guess you wouldn't be trembling if there was a Lone Ranger in Tonto. But we can't run away. We'll just have to stay here and... They've got a lantern.
Keep on going. There's still some trail marks here. Boy, is that dog there, too? Oh, sure is.
Oh,
steady now. Steady there.
What are you in the dog?
I won't let you hurt him. If you're going to shoot him, you got to shoot me first.
Drag the kid away from the dog.
No, I won't let you.
Get your arms from around his neck.
Watch out for those teeth.
I am. Let the kid stay where he is. You can put a bullet through the mud.
I'll try it.
Listen, did you hear that? That's a Lone Ranger. He won't let you hurt Laddie. He promised me he wouldn't.
The Lone Ranger, boss, what do we do?
Stay right here. All we're doing is upholding the law.
There's half a dozen men riding with him.
The sheriff, that's good.
Mister, you won't let him shoot Laddie, will you?
Not before. He's had his trial.
Trial? What's the idea? Trying to fool the kid? The sheriff's
good. Shit, Willie. You and Bragg and Buddy and the dog are heading for your ranch. Judge grabbed the jury waiting for us.
One of Miller's larger flocks was bedded down in a little valley near his ranch house. A
crowd of men were waiting for the Lone Ranger and the sheriff on the slope above it, and when they arrived, Judge Grant raised his arm for silence.
Quiet, boys. Now, there's some of you here that may think it's beneath the dignity of a judge to conduct a trial for a dog. I don't figure it that way. For one thing, it's a Lone Ranger who's asked for it. For another, the dog's a mighty important individual out in this country. Your own dogs are the best friends and the best helpers you got.
You're right, sir.
So that's why I'm out here, and that's why you're out here. I want order in the court.
Yeah, this is a lot of...
I said order. Bring the prisoner forward.
Here he is, Judge. Speak to the judge, laddie.
Hi, fella. The charge is killing sheep. We'll have the evidence against him first.
That's me.
All right, speak up, Miller.
Well, Bragg and me rode out from the ranch house toward this valley early this morning. Well, it's yesterday morning now.
Well, get on with it.
We heard the sheep raising a fuss. We got here as fast as we could. And it was just in time to see this dog finishing off a lamb.
That's right. We saw him. He let out and I shot at him. That's why he's wearing the bandage.
And there's more evidence, too. Now, just look close and you'll see some wool still caught in his coat. Right up here in the rough and around his neck.
Order. Is that all?
That's plenty.
The prosecution rests. How about the defense? Are you going to speak for the prisoner, Jim?
Oh, not me, Your Honor. It's the Lone Ranger who's going to do that.
Well, sir?
Your Honor, the first thing I want to establish is Laddie's good character. A good sheepdog will lay down his life to protect the flock. It doesn't matter whether the flock in question belongs to his own master or not.
Yeah, it does with that dog.
I'll prove you're wrong. Is that your flock down there?
Yeah. And if you was to let him loose, and of course, if nobody was around...
Let me finish. I don't know whether you can see him or not. But Tonto's on the far side of the valley. He has a wolf dog on a chain. You may know the one I mean. He belongs to Jake Summers.
What's the idea of bringing him here?
When I signal with this lantern, Tonto will let him go.
Let him go?
Why, he'll head straight for my sheep.
That's right, and the only one who'll have a chance of saving them is Laddie.
I won't stand for anybody setting a wolf on my flock.
If Laddie doesn't stop him, I'll shoot him myself.
I'll take you up on that. This is my flock, not Jim's. No orders, you understand. Just slip the leash on him.
That's the way it'll be. Let go of him, buddy.
Yes, sir.
And now for the signal.
There's wolf, all right.
I can see him streaking toward the flock.
There goes Laddie.
But it's true. Laddie won't give up until he dies. Maybe that dog is too strong for him.
I won't let him go that far, buddy. The chain is still attached to Wolf's collar. I'll be able to drag him off with that.
Look! He's cutting him off. Wolf won't get to that flock.
There! Laddie knocked him off his feet.
Great work, boy.
Have I proved my point? Is Laddie a good sheepdog?
Yeah.
Then we'll stop the fight, steady fellow. Come on, Silver!
Lone Ranger raced down the slope toward the spot where Laddie was churning back every attack of the wolf dog and driving him farther and farther from the panic-stricken sheep. The masked man slipped from the saddle, grabbed the length of chain that trailed from the wolf's collar, and pulled him off.
Come here! Hurry up!
Minutes later, Laddie was standing in front of the judge once more.
Very well. Get that wolf dog out of here. Take care of him.
Is there anything more you want to say about Laddie's character, masked man?
No, Your Honor. He protects sheep. He doesn't kill them.
He did mine.
The jury may not think so after I'm through. Did you ever chain your dog, Jim?
Of course not.
Well, Laddie has been chained, and recently. Chained so tightly that it cut through his coat. Here, you can see the marks for yourself. Easy, boy. I'm not going to hurt you.
Hey, gosh, no,
these marks don't explain why Laddie left his camp, but they do explain why he didn't get back.
Are you accusing me?
I'm submitting evidence to the jury.
What's more, the evidence is relevant. Go on.
But that chain couldn't have...
What chain, Bragg?
Why, no chain could have cut like that.
The jury will decide that. I have one more thing to show them. The bandage, Tonto.
Stand still for him, Laddie. He's just going to take the bandage off.
Now, you gentlemen will remember that Bragg said he fired at Laddie as he and Miller rode into the valley.
Yes, sir.
You're right on the spot here. You can see how far away he must have been.
I was lucky to hit him at all. He was moving fast.
Yeah, you see now.
Everyone look at the wound that was made by that bullet. It's been washed, but you can still see the powder marks. Powder marks, gentlemen. The bullet only grazed the skin, but there are powder marks. And that means the shot was fired at a distance of only a few feet. Perhaps one or two. That shot was fired while Laddie was chained up.
Order.
Well, that's all for the defense of Laddie. But now for the prosecution.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
The sheriff has to make another arrest after this trial is over.
You can't arrest...
Miller and Bragg tied Laddie up. Stuck pieces of wool in his coat. Shot him in the leg. Made him look like a killer because...
I deny it. It ain't true.
Because they wanted Jim Dewey to either kill or be killed in protecting him.
But Jim either in jail or dead, there'd be no one to stop them from using the north half of Jim's section. This is a case of attempted murder. The defense rests.
Order! Order! Is the jury ready with his verdict?
Yeah.
Then let's have it. Guilty or not guilty?
You mean Letty?
I mean Letty. Is the dog a killer or isn't he?
No!
You're doggone right he isn't. Case dismissed. But there's been a charge made in the sheriff court, and I'm calling on the sheriff to arrest Miller and Bragg for attempted murder.
That's a pleasure.
You can't prove anything.
You tried to frame Letty, and I heard you threat Jim myself. Take him away, boys.
Gosh, mister.
What, buddy?
Jim and me, we won't ever forget what you did for Letty.
Letty won his own freedom. I only helped him out.
You hear that, boy? Shake hands with a masked man.
Goodbye, Letty. Keep up your good work. Ready, Tonto?
Tonto ready.
Hey, big fella. Yep. Adios, then.
So long, Master.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, Strong. Get him up.
I'll Silver. Hi!
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.